Hi, and welcome to ICTJ's weekly podcast, where we talk with transitional justice experts about developments in the field. This week, I'm speaking with director of ICTJ's Africa program, Suleiman Baldo. He is in Juba, South Sudan, discussing the recent referendum and its implications for the future with local actors. Can you start by giving us an overview of the referendum process and where things stand right now?
Well, the referendum, as you know well, was mandated by the Comprehensive Peace Agreement signed in January 2005, between the Sudan People Liberation Movement, the rebel movement in South Sudan, and the ruling party in Khartoum, the National Congress Party. And it ended, that agreement put an end to 2 decades of civil war. So it was a major breakthrough in terms of peacemaking. And because of the viciousness of the war, Southerners insisted on self-determination to ensure that they have that right at the end of a 6-year transitional period, which came to an end this January.
Okay. And can you tell me, what is it like being on the ground right now? What are people talking about? What's the feeling like?
There is a sense of euphoria because this is rare unity among Southerners, where there are many factors of division, regional, political, and of ethnic nature that occurred and were aggravated during the war, because the war had a very important South-on-South dimension as well. But Southerners overcame all these divisions and really felt united around the issue of self-determination for the region. So people are very optimistic. At the same time, people are apprehensive because there are many serious issues and sensitive ones that have not been addressed, that were supposed to be addressed prior to the referendum.
Okay, and you mentioned there are so many challenges. But what is it that the government can do? I know right now there are negotiations taking place, but besides that, are there mechanisms that they need to put in on the ground to make sure that there is a smooth transition?
Well, the government is basically, dependent, because it's not about, reconstruction, post-conflict reconstruction. It is definitely about construction from zero, from scratch. There is constant reliance on international assistance at all levels of state building, from the training of cadres to the supply of systems for governance, for economic management, and all the rest. And the government of South Sudan will welcome this kind of assistance, but there will need to be a lot of coordination so that the international community doesn't undermine its own goodwill towards South Sudan by lack of coordination and lack of integration of their efforts, as has often happened.
Right. And what about accountability? Is the government prepared to uphold justice and accountability for the country? And if so, do you think it will be accountability mostly from Khartoum for the past war, or will there be justice at other levels as well?
Accountability seems to be, limited in the perception to the responsibility of, the North for atrocities committed by its forces and militias under their command within South Sudan. However, we notice in the trainings that we are conducting, for civil society groups in particular, and victims groups, that there is an increasing sense of pressure from these groups for accountability from, within South Sudan, that there need to be an acknowledgement, that atrocities have occurred. There need to be an accounting for that, and there need to be reconciliation.
And Suleiman, can you tell me just a little bit about the trainings that you're doing there?
Well, let me just give you the example of the month of February, which we just ended yesterday. We held 3 trainings. One of them was for religious leaders. And because of our awareness of the role these leaders play in reconciliations at the community level, and some of the denominations are very active in this field, we thought that we should bring them together to brainstorm about, you know, the role that they could have. We had another training workshop for artists, painters, graphic artists, musicians, drama writers and players in radio, you know, operas and the like. And the subject was how to use their gifts and their you know, knowledge in the artistic field to convey messages of justice, peace, reconciliation, and you know, the need to really account for atrocities that occurred during the war and the need for the victims to be acknowledged and to be reconciled. And finally, we are starting a series of awareness raising brainstorming sessions with students and youth activists in different locations in Juba, you know, throughout the town, in fact. We work closely in all these programs with local partners. Yeah.
So, Suleiman, what are our plans for the South in the coming months?
Well, there are so many things happening now that we have decided to observe a pause in our programming to observe needs, priorities by local constituencies and our partners, and to note who is doing what among similarly minded think tanks, NGOs that are encouraging efforts in the direction that we are pushing for, and then to therefore strategize and come up with new program ideas and raise funds for this, so that the new program is really driven by local perceptions, local priorities, and you know, is informed by this as we move forward for a new cycle of activities in South Sudan.
I've been speaking with Suleiman Baldo, director for ICTJ's Africa program, who is now in Juba, South Sudan, talking about the recent referendum there. Thank you, Suleiman, for joining us.
And thank you for having me, Lisa.